Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problems. Look, you obviously love riding. What age did you first get on a motorbike?
I think I first had my first motorbike when I was about 4, but didn't start racing until about 8.
So racing was always on the cards for you? You always sort of felt the need that I want to get out and compete? Did you have that on your mind?
No, when I first got it, and, well, that wasn't really any planned. I was just liked riding and was riding until my next door neighbours, and they raced and sort of got me into it and then fell in love with it and never stopped since.
Do you have a lot of mates that you ride with? Do they? Who were some of the guys? You can give them a plug on the radio today. Who are some of the guys you ride with?
Kyron Bacon, Angus Pearce and Max Lennon and Cooper Ford and heaps of other people that I can mention.
Yeah, and look, how's the enduro season been for you? Because you've been in pretty good form. How are you finding it?
Really good. This season so far has been really good, and hoping to keep the tracks rolling.
And I guess when you hop onto a motorbike, there's not much protection. You can wear your knee pads, and you can have your helmet and your elbow pads and all that sort of stuff. And the threat of injury is always there if you make a split second mistake. And you had a bad injury back in January, and you broke your back. So how have you been able to recover from that? Was it a long recovery period for you?
Yeah, it was a very long recovery period, and it wasn't just the only thing that I broke as well. That year was kind of really not really my year. I broke my back, like you said, in January. Then that sort of healed towards the first round. I think my first ride back was AORC. And then I broke my wrist halfway through the year, and then my collarbone again towards the end of the year.
So it must be, because riding a bike is pretty hard on the wrist. Let's face it. I mean, that's the key component, one of the key components to being able to have a real steady and strong hand on the bike. Do you need a little bit of rehab for that, or did it just mend? I mean, I know you're only a young bloke, but so you must have mended okay. But it takes a little while before you get the confidence back.
Yeah, definitely did. And we invested in some wrist braces, so. Well, now I always wear my wrist braces, so it pretty much brings the wrist down to near zero of breaking them again.
So you've got a pretty busy time coming up. Can you tell us some of the events that you've been entered into in the next 4 or 5 months?
I think we've got a few motocross rounds here in Tassie for the state title, and then we've also got the Hatter Desert Race, which is in 4 weeks, and then also got the rest of the rounds of AORC, and then local enduro and grass track club here in Tasmania.
So when you say desert race, I think of Toby Price straight away. I think he's unbelievable, Toby Price, isn't he? And he's won the Dakar Rally a few times. He's just been outstanding. Tell us about the Hatter and how difficult it is to race in.
It is a very physical and mentally draining sport, race, that one. It is, it's the average 2 hours, I think it is, but it's a lot harder. It's very deep and soft sand, and it's very whooped out, and it's really high intensity and speeds, and it can get very dangerous at points.
Does it generally run in July? Because I know Mildura is where it is, or just outside Mildura, is one of the hottest places in the country during the summer. Is it always in July that it's held, or has it been held in some of the other heat and warmer conditions?
No, it is always in July, yeah.
And do many go up with you? Have you had some of your mates go up there and race in the Hatter?
The first time I did it, it was just me and my dad and my uncle. And then the second time I did it, it was me and my dad, my family, and then two of my friends as well and their dad.
Yeah.
And this year, I think Kyron Bacon is come and try and do it, and a few others as well from Tassie. J1 is like 85 small wheels.
So, yeah.
And then J2 is what I'm in the 85 big wheels, and I think it is 13 to 16. And then J3 is 125, 250, and for 15-year-olds and 14-year-olds.
Yep.
And then the Jace 4 is the 16-year-olds on the 250s.
So where do you want to take your career, Tate? I know you're only a 15-year-old guy and you really want to make the most of this sport. Do you harbour any ambitions? I know Matt Phillips is probably a guy that you would admire quite a bit because he's had so much success. Is it what Matthew has done in the past? Is that something that will drive you in the sport?
Yeah, look, big dream is always to be able to make a living out of racing, but just trying to get as far as I can with it at the moment and hopefully be able to get a few more sponsors and helping Dad out with the finance and all that stuff, and really just hoping to get as far as I can, really.
How do you juggle your school commitments there? Because you know what the parents are like, you know, they'll want you to make sure you get your studies done. How do you juggle that with riding your bike?
Yeah, it's kind of hard trying to get like school stuff done during while I'm away, because I get a fair bit of time off. I think it's like few weeks off at a time, so I really have to on the road have to take my laptop with me and try and get the work done during the time that I'm not riding, and then try and ride as much as I can after school's finished as well, and just anywhere I can find time to do school or when I'm not doing school I try to ride.
And you've got to have a backup, and school's going to be the backup, I think, backup plan for you. And I guess the other thing is too that you'll keep an eye on what's going on with COVID-19, particularly overseas, because I know that's probably where some of the bigger money is for you moving forward, is some of these big overseas events, and particularly getting a sponsorship with one of the major manufacturers.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, have to watch out for COVID. It's everywhere, and it'd be a dream to just be able to get a factory ride.
Yeah, and that and of course Matt Phillips was so successful and in doing that. Well, thanks for joining us, Tate. It's been great to talk to you. You're only 15 years of age, but you've got plenty of time on your hands. Let's see, in the next couple of years, hopefully there's everyone's vaccinated and COVID is not as rampant around the country, and you'll be able to get over there, ply your trade, and you'll be able to buy your mum and dad whatever they want and make plenty of money. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.